February 26th, 1979 was a Monday. I was 11 and in the sixth grade. February 26th in Williston, North Dakota is cloudy on average 81% of the time, but not that day. That day, at 10:37 a.m., for 2 minutes and 38 seconds, standing on the playground of St. Joseph Catholic School, I saw my first total solar eclipse. I was told it would happen. Our teachers described it to us, tried to prepare us for it, but when I saw that, when I stood before that, and the world got dark, cold, and quiet, absolutely still, I was overwhelmed. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing with my own eyes. The next day, I said to my teacher, I want to see it again. She said, well, you can go to Hawaii in 1991. I said, well, where is it going to be closer to our area? She said, you have to wait 38 years. And I said, okay. All right. So in 2017, 38 years later, when August 21st approached, another Monday, I said to my staff at St. Wenceslaus and Dickinson, you got to see this. I want you to be as overwhelmed as I am. So 14 of us boarded a vehicle, and we deadheaded for Alliance, Nebraska. On our way there, we got a weather report that it may be cloudy. So we diverted to Casper, Wyoming, and I saw it again. And they are now as overwhelmed as I am. This picture was taken that day by Tim Kessel, a husband of one of my staff members. I wish you could see the resolution of that. When I look at that picture, I think of Psalm 19, which says, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God." This is God showing off right there. And I'm telling you all, you got to see it. I want you to be as overwhelmed as I am. It'll happen again in 708 days. It's another Monday. April 8th, 2024, is going to be a great total eclipse. It's going to begin in Mexico, sweep through Texas, Indiana, and through Maine. On that day, I hope to be in my brother's backyard in Dallas, Texas, because on Monday, April 8th, 2024, at 1:40 p.m., God's going to show off again. And I'm telling you, you got to see it. I want you to feel being overwhelmed with the heavens. The heavens will again proclaim the glory of God. If we miss that one, we have to wait 20 more years. I thought of that when I read today's gospel, because in today's gospel, really nothing proclaims the glory of God more than when our Lord appeared after his resurrection. The gospel told us this is the third time he appeared. And they knew it was the Lord. They said, "It is the Lord." They ate fish with our Lord. And they didn't have to ask him whom he was because they knew it was the resurrected Jesus. They were told it would happen. The resurrection was described to them. Our Lord tried to prepare them for it, but when our Lord was before them, when they saw him with their own eyes, they were completely overwhelmed. And they want us to be as overwhelmed as they are. If they would walk in here, they would say to us, "You got to see this. He's alive. It is the Lord." Be overwhelmed. This Easter season is a time where the church wants us to recultivate being overwhelmed by the resurrection, to be overwhelmed by the gospel. The gospel does not explain the resurrection. The resurrection explains all of the gospels. The church wants us to be overwhelmed with the conviction that Jesus is alive. And the church wants us to carry that more than we carry anything else. We often carry many things. What we carry permeates our relationships, our actions. It even affects my sense of self. We often carry a lot of worry or fear or anxiety. When we carry that, it permeates our relationships, our actions. It begins to change my sense of self. I may wonder after a while, really, whom am I? But our Lord wants us to carry him above all. The resurrection is not an event. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection." And the resurrected Lord would say to all of us right now, "I'm not worried." Why are you? "I'm not afraid. I don't have any anxiety for the future." Why do you? Our Lord would say to us, "I got this. Carry me in your heart. I am the resurrection." So I want you to think this week about what overwhelms you in your life. What inspires you? What's your eclipse? I want you to think about what guides your thoughts and your context of the day. And the church is reminding us that nothing proclaims the glory of God like our Lord resurrected. The church wants us to see it and to be overwhelmed. Our Lord doesn't call us. Our Lord calls each of us individually. Let us carry that in our hearts this week. Amen. Let's stand now and profess what we believe.